Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. It is 8 o'clock here in the UK. I know it's 3 p.m. in the east coast of America, and it's midday on the Pacific side of America. And you're all welcome if you want to get involved with today's show. It's simple. All you need to do is to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you want to call in from outside of America, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to connect on Skype for free, then all you need to do is to go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and press the Skype button there at the top of the page, and you'll come in live into the studio. We do have an amazing show lined up here for you today. We have an amazing guest on, a guest that's no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. She's been on here plenty of times. In fact, this lady was the first guest I ever introduced to you when the station started back in a long time ago now. How long ago, man? A long time ago. We got quite a few people in the studio today, which is always good. I know that... Okay, I was just going to say my guest is nowhere around to be seen right now because she's dashing from her show. But I can see her name has just popped up there, and I know that she'll be calling into the studio very soon. So while she's doing that, what am I going to talk about in the beginning? You know, I don't know. What can I talk about? No, I'm not talking about that. First of all, let me introduce you to everyone in the studio. Anne, do you want to come and say hi, Anne? Come up to the other mic. Yeah, you think you'd be more professional now, Anne? You've done this a million times.
Yeah, no, it's been good fun.
Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
They're not going to talk back to you because they're from live, so, you know.
Yeah, Mike's being sarky tonight. It's
yeah,
all over.
I got one of them
days. Hi, everybody.
I?
Nice to see you all.
See
all
you.
All on the phone
see
again.
See you. Hear you.
No, see him on the phone.
I see him. Oh, I see him calling into the studio. I know your game. You're trying to confuse me. That's what you're doing. Okay. Well, that's Anne. That's Anne Sapphire, as you've heard many times working live tonight. Oh, not tonight. Worked live many times here on Mike Spirit FM, which is an absolute pleasure. And thank you for Anne.
You're very welcome.
Let's reintroduce him.
Nah.
Yeah, I wanted to tell the story of what's happened. So, Rich, come up here. Let's tell us everybody what's happened today, because it's quite funny. And if my sister's listening, she's probably going to be chasing after me with an hatchet or a chainsaw or something to cut my arms or my neck off or something.
You mean your sister listens to you as well?
Sometimes.
Sad girl.
So what happened, Rich, was yesterday you called me in a bit of a desperate state kind of thing.
I did indeed. I needed some fittings for a job to be done in Swindon tomorrow morning. And because where the guy lives that wanted to get them to me, it was easier to drop them off to your sister's house.
Well, so I could to me, pick them up first of all, wasn't it? To me. But
seeing as you were working today and you weren't going to be at home, you said, oh, sorry, no problem, drop them off at my sister's house.
Because I'm a Sunday slave.
Because you're
a Sunday slave.
Just can't
slave
stop working. I'm a workaholic.
Well, people call me something else, but yeah, that'll do.
You apparently arrived at your sister's house at some unearthly hour of 8:30 this morning.
Can't fault him.
And apparently wound her up. I don't quite know whether that's right
well,
or not.
Well, let me tell you how the story goes, Richard. She had a letter to say that her boiler's going to be serviced this week. Being that this week starts on a Sunday, it's a brand new day today, isn't it? Brand new week.
Brand new month, I think, isn't it?
No, not quite.
Tomorrow.
So brand new week. So she's thinking Sunday. So this guy is knocking the door to come and service her boiler. And he's got plumbing bits in his hand. So, you know, he said, oh, let me have a look for you, love, you know, while I'm here and see if, you know, we got everything that we need. And so she's thinking it's the guy to come and service the boiler, and he's got bits in his hand because there's somebody coming today to fit these parts and to service the boiler, because they are plumber bits, because you are a plumber, as you found out.
Is this true?
The boiler's upstairs. She's moving everything out of the way so you can gain access to the boiler, expecting these bits to be fitted, because there's some guy called Mike that's coming today to do the work. So she's frantically trying to cook my dinner, frantically trying to move everything away, to find out it wasn't the guy for a boiler, it was the guy who was delivering your bits, because I told him to deliver them to my sister's, because I was a Sunday slave, and she was going to be there, and how sad. She's moved all her room around.
Yeah, I don't know where she'd have fitted those bits on her boiler, because they're for an industrial burner.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That would be so funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, it would.
So we've got quite a few new people in the studio. So let's introduce our new ones. We've got somebody else who's just come in. My students have just walked in through the door, which is nice. I might get a cup of tea, you never know. Let me introduce you to Michaela. Michaela, come up here. Come and say hi. Because Michaela is new and never been on Mike's Spirit FM before, have you, Michaela?
No.
You got to come a bit closer to that mic, man, because that mic is, it's nice, you know, it's sensitive, it'll pick you up.
Okay.
And everyone can hear the cups jangling in the background, and that's my Steph. Hiya, Steph.
Hi.
See, Steph has come in just to make me a cup of tea. So, Michaela, you're a worker yourself.
Yes, I am, yeah.
So tell us a little bit, because, I mean, you've seen me work a few times, haven't you?
Lots of times.
Okay. So, opinion, good, bad, is probably bad.
No, I find you very good.
Oh.
There you are.
Okay.
Compliments.
Eh? You're rich. Hey, well, yeah.
For me. I thought you can have a biscuit and my cup of tea.
Yeah, I drove rich tea ones.
Oh, yeah, that's my favourite.
Digestives. And we've even got, listen to this, Rich, caramel digestive chocolate biscuits.
Oh, you like them.
Oh, heaven. They're there.
Don't forget the apple and custard donuts.
Oh, yeah. Don't mention them. Me and Molly's already had one of them.
For himself.
Yeah, I'm keeping them, hiding them under the cupboard, and I'll have them myself. So, Michaela, you've worked for the Spirit World for the around the circuit for the past 4 years, you're saying?
Yes, I have, yeah.
And you've worked a lot of churches.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Because out in America, see, you know, I've been fortunate, I've been to America, I've been there twice, I'm going again now in October. And in America, they don't have many spiritual churches. They have, see the strange faces.
Yeah, strange faces. Yeah.
They don't have many spiritual churches, and they do have them. And I've been fortunate enough to go to one of them out there, and it's run very different. It's customary that you work with everyone in the audience. And the last time, the last demonstration, I don't know, there was 3 hours. So you can imagine the state of me after 3 hours worth of work connecting to the spirit world. But, you know, it was fun. It was fun. So it's totally different in America. But then again, it's totally different in Norway, and it's totally different in Spain. You know, it's every country has their own kind of way of doing things. So 4 years, and you've worked all around the valleys of South Wales.
Have you
branched out any further than South Wales yet?
Yeah, I've been to Somerset.
Nice, nice place, Somerset.
Yeah.
I love it, don't I? It's nice.
Monmouth.
Yeah. We won't mention too much about Monmouth.
No.
They're nice people.
Borderline, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like just on
borderline.
It's borderline.
Like that edge.
Yeah. We won't mention that.
Yeah.
No, but again, Monmouth Church, lovely church. They've got two churches. Have you been to the two?
Yeah, I have.
Lovely churches. Lovely people, actually. So you've worked... Monmouth, where else have you been?
We have been down to Taunton a couple of times. I've not worked the churches there. I've just been
to visit there.
Been to visit people and done work while I've been there.
Yeah.
Wherever I get asked to go, I go. Some of the places I can't pronounce.
Okay, well, I'm the same. Yeah. After 23 years, I can't pronounce them. I had to kind of go in the car and think, okay, I know where I'm going. I mean, I was trying to explain to Richard where Cwm Cam was. I only realised today, Rich, because I drove past there, the church in Cwm Cam, and I thought, oh, that's what it's called, it's Cwm Cam. But you know, I've been going there for years.
Sorry.
But, you know, I don't know the name of the place, I just go there, it's as simple as that. So I agree with you, you know, some of the places are really hard to pronounce, they really are.
So I just have my own take on what they're called, and of course no one else then knows where I'm going.
Yeah, that's it, that's the way forward. I like your style, I really do. I need to adopt that, Rich, I really do. I'm going to over there.
Yeah,
I'm going by there. Yeah. I like that. Okay. So where do you see yourself in a few years' time? Do you see yourself still doing this, or?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'd like to be. I like to branch out a little bit more now, do a little bit more to get my teeth stuck into, as they say.
Okay, I wouldn't want to get my teeth stuck into half of them, mind, but okay. it's a wonderful pathway, it really is. I can vouch for that. So have you done any venues yourself now, been outside of the churches working?
Yeah, I've been doing venues. I've done a couple of charity nights, and I've got one next week with a woman has organised one in her own home for about 20 people.
Yeah.
And if it's anything like the last one, they were a bit lubricated by the end of it. But, it went well.
Nothing wrong with mixing the two spirits together.
You're all up
for that, you know?
Yeah, it went well.
I really am.
For me, it's just want to help whoever I can, really.
That's it, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, I know that Anne will agree with us about helping, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what we are here for. You know, and that hence the reason why this show is running and it's been running for the last 4 years. It's because we can help people to connect to their loved ones that's passed on. It's as simple as that, you know, and you know, well done to you. You know, I applaud you and wish you all the best and all the success that will come with that. So yeah, well done, you know. Good on you.
Thank you.
So let's introduce your husband, isn't it? Is he your husband?
For my sins, yeah.
Okay. And it's Billy, isn't it?
Billy,
come and say hi, Billy.
Hi, Billy.
Yeah, okay, we're going to say it that way. We got a bit of a one by your rich. Yeah. So watch this one.
Yeah.
So this is Billy.
This is Billy, yes.
And Billy, so you go around with your wife?
Yeah, I drive around. Because I think after you've done a session, mediumship, it drains you.
Okay.
And what I don't want is her driving back late at night in a dark. So
you're a driver?
Basically, yeah.
Do you want to be my driver? Do you want to be my driver?
No, she's better looking than you.
You got me on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is really nice. You can imagine the tea tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I know.
Cook my own.
I understand, I really do. Yeah. Trying to whisper, but it's not good because you're on a big loudspeaker behind
you.
You know, it's nice that you support Michaela and your wife and her work, because it's from an outsider's point of view. I mean, do you actually work yourself or
no?
You
at all.
Don't. Okay. From an outsider's point of view, it's nice to see that your wife is doing good for other people. You know, it's been said to me many times, and I don't know how much awareness that you have of the spirit, but it's been said to me, the work that you're doing, is it genuine? Is it real? Is it you actually touching the right people? But if you're sitting in the audience or congregation every night, you know, you probably would be the best one to answer those questions, wouldn't you? You know, that is your wife doing a good job, really, of connecting?
Well, it's not just my wife. I think it's all mediums are doing a good job.
Definitely.
Because it's a gift.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And what they're doing is working their gift onto other people.
Yeah, and, it's sharing, isn't it?
I sit in the back of the audience and I look around.
Yeah.
And you can see the look on people's faces when they've got a message from a loved one.
Yeah.
You know, they understand that it's there, you know.
And it's perfect, isn't it? You know, when they have that communication and they have that evidence that life continues on beyond the death of that physical body, which is, you know, what it's all really about, isn't it? It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is. So, again, I applaud you, and long continue your both of your work. And
As long as she's doing it, I'll do it. Not a problem.
Well, you can't afford that, can you?
No.
You can't. And I know that Anne and Richard, you have the same way that Richard, you do most of the driving, and Anne does a little bit of it, just a little bit. And again, may long continue your work, because it nothing pleases. Even though I know I look young, guys, I really do. I am young. I am.
Well, you look younger than I do.
Well, I am a little bit. I'm still in my 30s, believe it or not. You know, even though the hair is receding and, you know.
Why?
I like him. Can I keep him? I've been doing this since I was 17, and nothing pleases me more to see others come along and work. And, all of you here tonight, it just makes me feel good, because it makes me feel, well, what I'm doing is doing right, because, all of you are here, and now you are doing it, and it's like, good on us. Because we are fighting for the same team, kind of thing. We hear so many times that, they were rubbish last week, they're no good, they can't do it. And I think you deserve 100% for even getting up there in front of an audience anyway, you know, because it's difficult, isn't it, you know, and I'll come back to Michaela, did you ever think that you could do this, like, 5-10 years ago?
Not at all.
No, and same with you, Anne. I know that you thought that you could never do this, because it's having confidence, isn't it? And that's one thing it does for you. It gives you the confidence boost to kind of push yourself forward, to allow you to connect to the spirit world. Now, we do have two other people here in the studio. Okay, here's one of them. My lovely Stephanie. Stephanie just made me... I know, bless your heart. Stephanie's just come in with a lovely cup of tea. So, Steph, come and sit in the hot seat a minute and say hi. And not ask him to do anything, Steph. Just, geez, look at the looks I get on offer. Steph, say hi to everyone.
Hi, good evening.
And, Steph, you've just been working the local Spiritualist Church.
Yes,
I know that you're new to your work.
Yes.
And you're sitting in the class that I take down in Port Talbot, which is, again, you know, a pleasure that, you know, you're all here, really. And it's like... you know, following in the footsteps, and it doesn't matter, and this isn't going to come out wrong now, and if she throws my tea over me, guys, stop her, okay? It doesn't matter what age that you start at this.
That's
and you know, perfect example, I was 17, you know, and I'm not asking a lady her age, but...
I'm 66,
you know,
I was a fortnight ago.
Bless you. Well, happy birthday for a fortnight ago. That's why you wasn't there last fortnight ago.
Correct.
Ah, I thought you just slipped away for a weekend with Clive, but...
No.
Obviously not, just the birthday treat.
We went to Madeira.
Can't fault you. You know, I should have came with you. Well, that'd be good. You could have taken Molly, because, you know, he's going to be quite attached this year. Okay, so... Steph, how many services have we actually taken, you know, just for the benefit of the listeners? Maybe about 10, is it?
Maybe about 10 to a dozen, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, obviously you've just come in. I have no idea how it went. And you tell us how tonight went. Did you do okay?
Quite an emotional one tonight.
Well, you
quite
cried.
An emotional
Did
one.
You cried?
No, I was very close to it, actually.
Was you?
Yes.
Okay. Well done. And did you hold that back?
Yes, I did. As you said, you have to behave yourself and you have
Correct.
To have control.
Correct.
And
control and discipline is the key word.
Discipline is the key
Thank
word.
You very much. Martin's
That's
point is you'll be on now, Martin.
Control and discipline.
And you was able to do that?
Yes.
So was my voice in the back of your mind when this emotion started and you could hear me saying, Steph, control, discipline. Could you hear me?
Well, not quite, Mike. But having said that, you have taught us well. And in reality... it's something, as you say, you have to practice.
Yeah.
It's something that you don't just go off cock hat and do it because you can do it.
No.
It's something you have to learn about, and you have to learn about the discipline, and you have to learn about how to handle working with spirit. Otherwise, you can just leave yourself open to, you know, wearing yourself out then.
Of course,
basically.
Definitely.
It's
definitely.
Something that you've taught us. And
but you've done well.
It's something we've taken on board. I think we did fine this evening, and we've been asked back again next year, so must have been okay for the
practice. You're doing something good then, isn't it? Definitely. Definitely. Okay, well, thank you, Steph, for coming up to the mic and saying hi to the listeners. I know that we've got a few callers in, and a few has dropped, and a few more has come in, and the way it works, you're Mike Spirit FM. So thank you very much. You know, let's have Martin in the hot seat. Cause,
you're more than welcome.
Really, I want to grill Martin a little bit. I really do. Oh, look, this works here. Because he knows exactly what I'm going to do by you, don't you, Martin?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, hi, Martin.
Hi.
And I know that you worked with Steph tonight. And
I did.
Again, you probably worked about 10 to 13 times because you've done an extra one than Steph, didn't you?
Yes, I have done an extra one.
And I want to talk to you about that extra one, Martin. Because,
thanks for that, Mike. Yeah.
You know, live on here, why not, isn't it? You know, I'm not going to mention anything about that night because it was a learning exercise, wasn't it? Really?
Very steep learning curve, yeah. Cliche.
And did you... Richard, behave yourself. And did you... Did tonight go totally different?
No.
No?
It was a steep learning curve, but in a slightly different way.
Okay, so it's something... See, because I believe, and it doesn't matter how long you've been working, okay, it doesn't matter if you've been working, like I said, 10 to 12 times, or whether you've been doing this 23 years like I have, Yeah, there's always something new we can learn, isn't there? Okay, and I'm always learning myself. And you know, I learn more off you guys now than ever because the more I'm saying to you, no, you can't do that. You need to start trying to do it this way. I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I need to start doing something different and start. So I'm learning off you guys. I really am. Yeah. So long as you're learning from one service to the next, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, it is certainly. I'm having a very interesting, stiff learning experience from Spirit at the moment.
You know, that happens a lot. I tell you why, okay? And you've probably heard me saying this a million times in the class. That, you know, the old saying of dangling a horse, horse in front of a carrot? That didn't come right.
No.
A carrot in front of a horse.
Yes.
And leading, you know, you can lead a horse to water, we can't make it drink it. And I think that's what's where you are right now, that they kind of led you to a point where you're feeling comfortable in working. They've given you bits, they've given you pieces, they've given you lots of lovely information, and the information is second to none, I got to be honest, out of you, Martin, it really is, because you put your heart and soul into doing what you do. But then when we have to learn something, like you have a lesson to learn now, see, the Spirit will kind of like, not so much pull away from you, but they'll kind of like stop, or the information will stop, or the way you work will stop, and it's time. So it's like we've led you to the water. Now you need to know what you're gonna drink, kind of thing, or you need to learn what you're gonna do.
Well, I certainly feel that I've been led to water.
Yeah.
I think that they're trying to tell me that I need to find new ways of.
Correct.
Putting it out.
Correct.
And certainly this evening, building upon what happened a few weeks ago, which was a really, as I said, a steep learning curve.
Yeah, but it's a good learning curve.
I think this evening was interesting in that I went to the first person, my first message, and I had, somebody was out there, you know, somebody was playing silly so-and-sos with me.
Yeah.
And going, we'll give you such and such. And I was with the right person, but they kept saying, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the first Spirit connection this evening was a rather reticent old lady who didn't want to say much anyway. But then my second connection, we went to a young lad in the congregation who was only there on his second time and was not used. I think he was like a rabbit in the headlights, stunned. I was with the right connection and I was like, it was one of those moments where you think to yourself, and I was asking, and I knew I was with the right person, and I was getting the information, and I knew I had the right information, but it was a brick wall, and I hit an absolute brick wall, and it was like one of those moments where, interestingly enough, I knew I must have been with the right person because Steph linked to me, and the message was finished, and it turned out that the message was linked to that gentleman, but to about 5 or 6 others that were in the congregation. And it was a highly emotional message. And I actually had linked to the meaning behind it. It was just that this boy was... But again, learning experience for me.
Of course, definitely.
But I mean, tonight it was like... I felt like after coming after come tonight, it was like, you know, I felt like... now I know all those sporting analogies, you know, about dips in form and all the rest of it. I mean, it really felt like that. It felt like I needed to go, can I just stop now, come out of here and just go back to the drawing board? Because I feel like I need to learn something
more.
New.
Yeah, you know, and that's the wonderful thing, Martin, that you know, because you are still in a circle. You know, we don't always sit in a circle because I don't think we need to sit in a circle. You know, we can sit in any chair, in any way, shape or form and develop. Yeah. You know, we don't have to sit in that environment of being around each other. Thank you, Richard. It was massive to do that. That's very gentleman-ish of you, sir. You must be. It must be rubbing off, or something's rubbing off. I can guarantee you that much. So yeah, Mark, so long as you're learning from, not your mistakes, because they're not mistakes, but learning from your experiences, that's all that matters, isn't it? You know, and maybe now I can do something different with you to kind of give you that information of where you need to, like, learn different, maybe not the word techniques, because that's the wrong way, but learn how to communicate with the spirit world on a different vibration, on a different level, to connect with the people in this life. Because, you know, what you got to remember is it's difficult for us in the congregation. You know, when the medium is throwing things at you, you know, information, one after another, it kind of gets to a point where you feel bombarded in some way, or the recipient will become bombarded, and then it becomes like, oh, I don't know, and you know, the brain kind of goes, rah, you know, it goes all haywire. And then the information that you're given, even though it's accurate, they can't digest it quick enough. And if they're not digesting it quick enough, then they're obviously going to say no, because they don't know what you're talking about. But they, you know, if they look, then they will know what you're talking about, because that's the way it works sometimes, you know. So it's all about learning. And like I said, you never stop. Because after 23 years, I still learning, and even learning every single time I connect to the spirit world. It's like a brand new experience every time. Guys, we're still waiting for my guest, Elizabeth. Isn't this interesting? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us here, 5 workers for the spirit world, and my guest is, like, not called in yet. Isn't that interesting, guys? Well, no, but isn't it interesting? Strange, isn't
I
it?
I think you've done brilliant in Con anyway, so...
Yeah, I did. I told him you'd done well.
I was very proud of Con next year.
No, yeah, you know, it wasn't... Don't the impression that it was bad. It was just a really good learning experience.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's nothing. Look, Martin, you know, if there's one bit of advice you ever take off me is, whatever you do within your work, as long as you're doing it from the goodness of your heart, you're doing it with the right intent, then it's never going to be a bad night or a bad communication, because you're giving it, you're connecting with love, you're giving it with love. Mm. And it's and that's all we can do, you know. I've had nights where people are saying no to me and everything else. So there's some people, I'm not going to mention any names, them two were there, you know, they would want to throw a crisp packet or something at me, you know, or a banana or something. Can you imagine? You know, that's the way it kind of works sometimes, you know, that, you know, these people will say no when they really can't understand. I tell you, there's somebody that's just joined us that will be an exact, perfect example who will agree with us. That's our friend Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi,
Elizabeth. Elizabeth, we've got a room full of, we've got a studio here and it's full. The poor dog is, like, fighting for a little corner of the room because there's no, Steph, there's another chair there. But the poor dog, Elizabeth, he's got a little tiny corner of the studio because there's no room for him. We've got a room full. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, with me, 5 mediums here today in the room. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I don't know how well you can hear me. I think I've got some feedback, so I might have to reload and link back into you.
No, okay, you need to close every other page down, but keep your Skype page. Can you try that for me?
Yeah, I will do. Just bear with me, and I'll be back in a moment.
No problem at all. I'm going to pop you back on mute, then, Elizabeth, and I'll come back to you in a minute. Okay, isn't it horrible when you hear your own voice? I hate the sound of my own voice. You all got to agree with that, haven't you? The sound of your voice is terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whilst we're trying to get Elizabeth back, I want to thank you, Martin and Steph, for taking the service tonight. Because, you know, they were desperate. They rung me yesterday. The medium cancelled at the last minute. And, you know, that thing, Michaela, we were talking about this, you know, people do cancel and, you know, churches are suffering because of this, which is a very sad. Because I know you guys are Port Talbot Church, you know, and you know, you find the last minute, you know, or you're cheering Martin or Steph, and the medium just doesn't walk in through the door. You know, the panic sets in, doesn't it? You know, I've been there. You know, I've been the vice president of a church for 3 years consecutive, you know, and it's daunting to know that this thing happens. But, you know, genuine reasons, you know, it does happen. You know, and you can't...
You have illnesses.
Of course you do, you know.
You
and
have problems, or people have family problems.
Oh, God, I got enough of them.
Those things kick in. But one good thing about it.
Nobody can hear you, Steph, because you're all the way over there.
I'm just saying the one good thing tonight, Micah,
yes,
was that when things, the gentleman who was like a, he was like a rabbit in the headlights. He just went totally, utterly blank.
Yeah.
Spirit then moved from Martin to me.
Yeah.
And picked up the link again.
Yes.
And I had to go back to this young man.
Isn't
so
it perfect?
So Spirit found a way to ensure
and
that
they will. How many times have you heard me saying in the class, the Spirit will use any channel? It's up to us to create the level. So obviously what happened there was that they could see that Martin was probably put in a way that he didn't understand. And thought, oh, hey, oh, there's Steph there, we can, you know, she'll say anything I want her to say, you know, that's kind of the thing that probably happened there, Martin, you know, we can manipulate Steph, we can't manipulate him. Yeah, exactly, you know, so I can imagine the Spirit world doing just that. Guys, I need to bring Elizabeth back on. Elizabeth, are you there with us?
I'm here now, Mike.
Elizabeth, I'm not going to chat, I've got a lady that's on the line, I've already screened the call before we start, she's from the UK, I want to bring her straight in. Elizabeth, let me just do this. Hi there, I know that you called from, is it Scotland there? Is it Hazel?
Yes,
Hazel. I asked you to call in bang on time, and Joao, you have done just that perfectly. So let me introduce you, Hazel, to my guest, which is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, this is Hazel. Elizabeth, just please bear in mind, Hazel is on a mobile phone. You know, if we can just get the information out as quick as we can for what Hazel is calling in for, I would very much appreciate it.
Hello, Hazel.
Hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Nice to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you as well. Is it a personal reading that you'd like, Hazel, or is it to do with any of your pets?
Personal reading.
Okay, any particular area of your life that you want me to focus on for you?
Well, probably work and relationship.
Okay, well, I've got my cards here. I'm using some psych cards for you. Also, I'm going to use Energy Oracle cards by Sandra Ann Taylor, which are very useful. And I know as I look at the work situation, firstly for you, Hazel, is that you're in a dilemma at the moment, because I've got the card that comes out. It says the puzzle. Now, whenever we get this card, it's like really not knowing which way to go with something. What I also want to say to you is that there will be another offer on the table for you, but I do want you to think about what skills you're bringing to the table, because they also talk to me, I don't know if you've done some work which would be on a self-employment basis or you're looking to do self-employment, but could you also consider that option at the moment? That's also looking very, very favourable. I feel that there is a situation around you at the moment, and as I consult my cards, I get the card that says walking away. Now, this is saying that you do need to come away from a situation, and you need to leave it behind. It's like it served its purpose. It's no longer the best option for you. And I think as you come out of that situation into something which is new territory for you, the cards that I pull around that are the Sun card, where everything is really bright and everything is very favourable, and also the card that says yes, so it's like go for it, do it. It's really important to kind of get on with things right now. I also want to say that I pick up on a name for you that will be around work later on, which is a name of either Sally or Sam.
Wait, I'm kind of struggling to hear what you're saying at the minute.
Okay, I don't know whether you're in a busy area or something, but it is a lot of...
I'm in my flat at the minute.
Okay, because it just sounds rather loud and noisy, so I hope you can hear me okay.
Well, I can hear you better now, thank you.
Oh, good. And so I just want to give you the name of Sally or Sammy or Sam, because I'm picking up on that name, and that may well come in around work for you a little bit later on. So please write that when you get off the phone. Please put that down. I think also, as I look at the relationship side of things, if you asked about, again, I get the card that says release. Again, I feel like moving on, and I just think everything in your life is kind of like now coming to the end of a cycle where you're closing things down. And what will that enable you to do is to start afresh. And I think there is something new around relationships. I'm seeing somebody coming towards you. If you haven't just met them within the last couple of weeks, because I'm getting this in the present, then they're coming up very, very shortly for you. And I think you need to look out for this person. I think at first you'll feel like rather wary, and you'll be concerned to kind of take things onto a new level. But I think that you need reassurance that that will be absolutely fine, because the person who comes towards you relationship-wise is going to be a good person. And I really do believe that over the course of time, you've been involved with somebody that has made you almost very cautious about getting involved with somebody new. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think somebody's been quite difficult to deal with in the past with relationships, or deceitful around you in some way, and that's made you feel quite protective about getting involved letting your hair down. Do you relate to that, Hazel?
Yeah.
And I think now is the time to kind of let that go, move forward. I feel abundantly with money, work will improve, and something new is on the cards there for you, so that will come up. I think I want to look at the date of November the 12th for good news, or something unexpected taking place around November the 12th. So please remember that has come through. I know I get a gentleman in spirit world for you that wants to be remembered. I feel like he went over to spirit when he was in his 60s. So I don't feel I don't feel he was that old when he went over to spirit.
I think I know who you mean.
Okay, I feel like he's in his 60s age bracket. I feel that he lost weight before he crossed over, and that he became more slim and more slender. I feel that he would like to participate in like a drink with people, or he enjoy, because he's showing me beer and alcohol and would enjoy that side of things. Do you understand that for him?
Well, the person in the 60s I thought was like my grandpa, but he died in March and I was born in the May, so I didn't know a lot about him.
Well,
I'm unsure now if that is research
that, because this gentleman that comes in, one of the first things he does to me is holds up a glass. And that always signifies to me somebody who likes to have a drink or be quite sociable in those situations. I also feel that he would have lived about 20 miles from wherever you live. Because I get him not right on the doorstep, but within about a 20-mile radius from you is the way that he puts it on the map.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that I want to say that he would be also, if this is not his name, then he would be very connected to a name of David, because he's given me the name of Dave, to pass on also. And also want to give the name of a name with a J initial, like Jack or something like that, that he puts into my mind. I feel also that you need to do more research, because symbolically he showed me like a magnifying glass where you need to scrutinize something and you need to go over something with a fine tooth comb, so be very thorough, especially with any paperwork or anything where that's concerned. This is going to sound a little bit strange, but would you have a rug that was passed through the family, like a carpet rug?
No.
Because he keeps rolling up like a rug for me. You know, like a rug that's got all fringes round the edge that we'd put in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
I kind of feel it's like within the family, or it's been passed down. He's putting like its granny's rug or something like that. And I don't know, you'll have to think about that and let me know. If you can just talk in... Have you got a sister?
Pardon?
Have you got a sister?
Yes.
Because he says talk to your sister about that.
All right.
So if you could just ask her what that is. Also, is there anybody called Marie?
Yeah, a friend, Maria.
He's asking you, for your own benefit, draw close to Marie right now, because it's almost like mutual support, where she'll help you and you're going to help her with something.
All right.
He's asking you to discuss things with Marie, because she's going to give some information to you that you're going to find really helpful and really useful. And as I look at that situation with Marie, I almost feel as well that she's going to give you a phone number of somebody to contact that is going to be of benefit to you in a very professional way. So if you could look at that also. And is there anybody in the family that is a hairdresser?
No, not an immediate family, no.
Is there anybody that said that's what they want to do and they want to train in that profession?
One of my nieces,
because he says that he's heard conversations on Earth that somebody's talking about the hairdressing work or wanting to train in the hairdressing work, and he tells me that needs to be encouraged and they need like a helping hand to get that going, because that is going to lead to great success for them. He's also giving me a name of Amanda or Mandy. So he's also
That's a friend.
And again, he's asking you to draw close where that name is. Again, I feel that there's a little bit of support and help needed in that area for her. But I feel that Mandy needs to write a letter and that you need to help her construct the letter or get it to be worded correctly. So they're putting that over. Would you understand anybody that was lost at sea, or they had a drowning?
Well, myself, I've done a past life regression and I've got a problem with the water, and I've done a past life regression and I had drowned in a previous life.
That's what it will be then, because it's something to do with drowning and water and fear of water, and that needs work. And I feel that you could, if you've got like a phobia of that now.
That's why I'm just cutting in there.
Okay. Because I know that Hazel's on a mobile, and I'm concerned about Hazel. You're using her mobile phone to call into the studio. Hazel, we do have Anne Sapphire in the studio, as you know. I've given your number to Anne, and Anne said that she'll call you tomorrow and maybe try and link in there with you and give you another communication. Obviously,
Anne, that's great.
But I do thank you very much for calling in. And Elizabeth, I'm sorry to cut over you like that. But
that's fine, no worries.
But you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much.
Right, thank you.
Okay, Hazel, I hope that's helped you. Take care.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, Elizabeth, as you know, that was Hazel, and I do thank you dearly for that, even though we haven't had a chance to welcome you properly. But before we do, we need to go to our first song. We should have been on our second by now, but let me just say that you, Beth, feet up and enjoy this one.
As I dream about movies that won't make up me wild. wake up drenched this morning. Whilst the marching band keeps its own beat in my head while we're talking about all.
Yeah.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hiya, Mike.
Yes, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I've rushed back from my show.
Yeah, I do apologize about not having a chance to speak to you before we come on the show. But, you know, I know that that lady has been waiting. She's been waiting a little while. Bless her heart. If you hear a little strange noise, Elizabeth, just check your mobile, because something is coming through. She has a psychic ability. But yeah, Beth, let's forget that a minute. Beth, I know that you've been busy on your show, which is every Sunday from 5 till 7, the Spiritual Call-In Show on the Bridge FM. And I know that you had an amazing guest there, which is a good friend of mine, Jonathan Brown, there today. And I know I was on there at 5:30 as the regular slot, as the psychic development. How did the rest of the show go?
It went really, really well. Jonathan Brown's a really lovely man, and he's a really good medium. He did some wonderful readings today for our listeners, and it was really nice. Like, he's got a really good energy. And he was very easy to work with, and he was very easy for me to, like, work alongside. So the show was really good, and it, as usual, when you're having a good time and you're enjoying it and you're doing good readings for people, it just flies past. The time goes really quickly. So I felt like I hadn't seen him for long, even though we did meet for a few minutes beforehand and had a nice little cup of coffee together, but... he's quite keen
to come
back.
He likes coffee. I can vouch for that.
Oh, well, he's in the right club with me then, because me and Nigel are...
I think he drank my coffee jar dry, I think, Beth. Now, I won't talk too bad about him, because, you know, he is on the show next week. He is the guest next week. So, you know, I wouldn't talk bad about him. No, you know, I wouldn't have a bad word to say about him. I got to be honest, he's an amazing guy. He really is. You know, he works so hard and tirelessly for the spirit world. He is an amazing man. He really is.
Yeah, he's going to come back on my show probably the end of November, sometime in December, after he's been and doing some events with you, I feel, in December, as he mentioned. So he's going to come back on the show, which I think will be smashing, you know, because a lot of people were listening in today, and we couldn't get through all the readings. We've had to put them on to next week. So it was good, and it's nice because although, you know, I have a lot of people on the show that are repeat guests because I know them and that we've got to know them through the Spiritual Call-In Show on the Bridge Radio, it is also nice to have somebody brand new to the show for our listeners to, you know, talk to and identify with and to listen to about his story about where he's at and how he got started and what he's going to be doing in the future. So it was good. It was a very, very good show. And of course, every Sunday you always come on as part of our show. You're a regular guest at 5:30 and you teach people how to do psychic development. And that's a major part of our Spiritual Call-In Show as well. And yeah, it's very good. We've been on air, you know, every week now for 4 years. So it's hard to believe that we've been going that long. And it's really good. And it just gets better and better. We get more inquiries for people wanting to come on the show and be guests. We've had new features incorporated into our show. We've got our good friend Naz, who does the Naz's News at 10 to 7. And she talks about upcoming events, you know, in the UK for the following couple of weeks. And we're just going to incorporate a new feature next week, as a regular feature, which is going to be a psychic book zone. And so we're encouraging people who are authors with books of a spiritual nature. Or, you know, when we have the oracle cards and people have their own oracle cards that they've produced. And we welcome people to send those in for review. We can review them on the show.
But I've got somebody that's very interesting on my show soon, Elizabeth. She's been on before. a lady called Tori Hamilton. I believe it's Hamilton. She's from the US.
Tori Hartman.
That's it. That's the lady. She's going to be coming back on the show. I believe it may be the week after next. I'm not sure. You know, don't hold me or nail me to the ground on that one. But, you know, I'm working hard here on Mike Spirit FM, as always, Beth, to introduce new, good, and fantastic workers. You know, not that I think anybody's bad. We're all good. You know, we're all doing good as long as we're working from the heart. Beth, I know that we've got lots of callers online, and I want to get through as many as I possibly can today. So, as you've done the last reading, let me pick up the next call. So, you take your time. You put your feet up for 2 minutes, and we'll come back to you in just a few minutes.
Okay, will do, Mike.
Thank you. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. And remember, if you want to get involved with today's show, it's simple. You need to dial, if you are in the USA, you need to dial 760-283-4611. And if you are outside the USA, and that's anywhere outside the USA in any country, whether it be the UK, in Norway, I know we've got lots of Norwegian listeners and Spanish listeners, Irish listeners, we've got lots of listeners everywhere. If you want to dial in from your telephones, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or the easiest way to do it, if you are in another country than America, then the easiest way and the cheapest way is to do it via Skype. And what you need to do, you need to download Skype if you haven't got it. Skype is free to download. And then you can just go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you'll see the Skype icon button. Simply press that, follow the online instructions, and you will come straight through into the studio. Enough of me waffling. Let's go straight to the phone lines. It's 970. Hi, 970 there. Can we take your name there, please?
It's Karen.
Karen. Hi, Karen. And can I ask you where you're calling from, please?
Colorado.
From Colorado. Perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for, Karen?
I would love some insight into a situation and help from the other side or, you know, however that might come.
Okay. Karen, let me work with you because it's my turn. You know, the way it works, you're Mike's brother FM. My guest does one, I do one, and that's the way it works. So okay. It's my turn. So Karen, unfortunately, you have to put up with me. Isn't that good or bad? I don't know. But
that
never
is,
mind.
That is
go.
Great.
Perfect. Thank you, Karen. And you know the way I work. You know, if you're a regular listener to the show, I'll bring a communication forward and see where we go from that. And you know, as I'm saying that, you know, there's a lovely lady that's just joined me here from the spirit world that wants to connect there with you. I know that this lady makes me aware towards the end of her life. She certainly makes a way that she had to slow down, and within her vibration, she had to slow down. She'd rather take her time in doing things, and she makes me aware that her condition worsened and worsened until she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that the latter part of end of her life, that she would have been confined and restricted there before she passed, because she makes me be uncomfortable to be sat here as I'm sat in the studio at the moment, and I know that that's the way she would have spent the latter part of her life. She does make me aware of the weight loss that she would have suffered there as well within this condition. But I know that she takes me towards your mum's side there, Karen. And as I'm linking towards your mum's side, I believe that this lady could even be like your grandmother there, if I'm honest with you, because that's how she makes me feel. So do you understand of your grandmother that would have fitted that description when she was here with us there, Karen?
Most of it, I don't know all the details of her passing, but I think most of that would describe her for sure.
Perfect, because I know that's the lady that's come into my vibration. You know, she makes me aware that when she was here with us in this life, that she was a very particular, kind of fussy kind of a lady. She liked things done in a certain way and in a certain order when she was here with us. And I believe that's the way she comes around your life. And I believe the reason why she's come around your life at the moment is because we need a little bit more discipline. We need a little bit more control within our vibration at the moment. And I don't mean to bring it out that way, but that's the way I have to say it to you. So would you understand me saying it to you, that there's more control and more discipline needed around your vibration at the moment there, Karen? Is that right?
Well, certainly that's been being applied, yes.
Okay, perfect, because I know that's what she's coming to say. And I know as she's saying that there to me, you know, it's like you are kind of making steps to bring this forward. You're making steps to make it right at the minute. But at the moment, it seems like as if you're banging your head against the wall. Do you understand this, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, if I said to you frustration, you've been getting very frustrated of late with this, is that right?
Yes, I would say that's true.
See, because as the frustration comes in, it kind of leads me in a position where I feel a little bit annoyed, a little bit angry. You know, I could even go as far as saying there to you about maybe not lashing out on people, but feeling as if I could lash out on a certain few people, because whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm saying, it's not getting digested quick enough. It's like as if you're not being heard. Do you understand this?
I have lashed out at a couple people over the last month, which is totally out of character for me.
Okay, isn't that just perfect? See, because your grandmother is with me, okay, and it's her way of demonstrating that she's been around your life. She knows exactly what's going on, okay? But, you know, I can't even remember the reason why you called in, but it doesn't matter. What matters is your grandmother is here, and she sees all that goes on within your life. Now, not that I can predict your future, because I don't believe I can do that, but what she's telling me here is, you know, let's take a few deep breaths. Okay, start at the beginning and kind of work your way forward to where you need to be, because you do have a plan, you do have a goal, you do have a place where you want to be in life, and working towards that is very difficult. But she's saying here to me, one step at a time, you know, kind of like a baby step at a time, Karen, that's what I need to put around your life. Is that right?
Okay.
Okay, what's to do with the move, Karen? Because she makes me aware of, like, I want to move, whether it be a home. Not that you're going to, like, take your home down brick by brick and build it somewhere else. I don't mean that, but it's like as if you want to move home there somewhere. Do you understand this?
Well, I am moving again in a month for work. Not necessarily toward where I want to eventually live, but I'm moving for work.
Well, isn't that perfect that she comes through to make us aware of this move? And I don't know you, Karen. You know, obviously, you're on the other side of the world to me. But, you know, your grandmother is with me, and she just makes me aware that she's around your vibration. She knows what's going on. But, you know, as she departs from me there, she says to me, tell her to stop dismissing the kind of the voice, the kind of the impact that she is trying to put around your life. So you're quite aware there, Karen, of the spirit world yourself in some way, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you know, don't ignore that voice. Don't ignore those signs. She's there and she's trying to prove her existence there to you every single step of the way. Okay. Does that help you a little bit there, Karen?
Yes. I hear different things. I just don't know who's telling me what, you know. But I do hear different things. I'd love to know how to discern her voice out of the other voices that I do hear.
You know, that comes within time. It comes within practice. And that's your mediumship to understand it, Karen. And, you know, as you hear my students are here with us tonight, you know, that's what they're here for, is to understand the difference between the connections and the communication. And that's their mediumship, which is exactly, it's your mediumship to understand, you know. It's how you work with clear audience, clear sentence, clear violence, clear gustance, transfiguration. You know, the list is endless, the way that the spirit world actually connects with us. But once we learn which way it is, then you're able to distinguish who is who and how they come. I don't know if you can develop with where you are in Colorado, or if there's a place where you can go, or a spiritualist church that you can go to, and maybe they can help you. But remembering, Karen, that I know Colorado is quite a way away from Florida, but I will be in West Palm Beach in Florida come October the 23rd. And, you know, we'll be doing classes and workshops. And, you know, if you fancy that vacation, come down. And surely that I know that we'll be able to deal with you. And I don't mean deal with you in any other way, but deal with you with working with the spirit world and showing you how simple it is to connect. Because to me, it's just, you know, it's like riding a bike. Once you do it once, you're never going to forget it. And it's like child's play, because it's the most natural, normalest thing I've ever done in my entire life. So, you know, if you want to make the trip, then you need to send an email to media@sarahspiritual.com, and you'll get all the information. And I know Tony will answer that email as soon as he possibly can and give you all the information that you're looking for and all the information you need to where I'm going to be on my little tour this time of West Palm Beach in Florida.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bless your heart. Remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Beth, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 424 and say, hi, 424, are you there with us? Hi, 424, you there? Okay, last chance, we need to move on. We've got lots of callers in. 424, are you there with us? Okay, we're going to pop you back on mute, and maybe you'll come back in just a few minutes. But let's go to 323 and say hi, 323. Hello, 323, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. Can we just take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Jacqueline.
Okay, Jacqueline, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., absolutely perfect. Okay, well, I'm not going to waste any time because, as I said, we've got lots of callers in tonight. We want to get around as many as we possibly can. So let me hand you straight over to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hello, and lovely to talk to you today. What can I help you with, Jacqueline?
Oh, well, I'm concerned about my younger brother.
Okay.
He's in California, and he's trying to sell his house because it's not safe there anymore. He has had a few break-ins, and the last one he said he think is a relative. But before I mention anything to this relative, I was trying to verify because it seems so unreal, and I'm just wondering if he's gone through too much, or is this really the relative that he thinks is causing this problem for him?
Okay, I understand. I feel that your brother is a little bit confused at the moment, and he's taking a lot of problems on board. I feel also that your brother is very much worried about finances and struggling to make ends meet and to balance his finances. And what I want to say about that is that that's given him a lot of times where he's very stressed and he gets a little bit confused. I feel a bit of paranoia around him. I mean, I'll be very straight with what I pick up with you, Jacqueline. I don't really think that it is a relative that is doing the break-ins and that. And I kind of feel that your brother may be barking up the wrong tree there. Although I do believe that the person that has come into the property is somebody that your brother does know, okay? But I don't see them as being a family relative. I see more of an acquaintance. Can you hear me okay, Jacqueline?
Sounding better now.
I don't think we've got a very good line here. Because I know that it sounds very loud in the background, not from my point of view, but from like me trying to hear you, so I don't know how well you can hear me. Did you manage to hear the information that I just gave to you about your brother?
Yeah, except for the very end, you said that, I know you said he's going through a lot and he's kind of paranoid right now, and it's not the family, it's not who you think it is.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I'm kind of worried, but is he going to be okay and make it out of there with a decent amount of money and move? Because I think it's a good idea that he moves.
I think that there is a lot of financial constraints around him right now, but I do believe that he will be able to find a way to move and to come away from that property where he is, because I've got a card here that says opportunity beckons for him, and there is opportunities there. I think once he comes out of that, he gets himself a little bit more on the straight and narrow, and he certainly feels relieved, and he certainly feels that his life is going into a more positive direction. I know he's going to be signing a new contract, because one of my cards that I've pulled out is actually the card that says contract for him. I also want to say for him to look out for a name like the name of Joe, okay? J-O-E, the name of Joe, and I feel that that's going to be somebody very helpful and very useful around him. I also pick up on the name of Henry. So I don't know if you're connected to Henry yourself, or whether that's somebody that's gone over into the spirit world. But I hear that in a way of that you should understand that name.
Henry.
Don't worry if you can't think of it now. Just have a little think when you get off the call and just write it down. I also want to say I feel like February the 13th to the 14th is going to be a good time for your brother, where things can start to move ahead and he can really get on with his life. So I don't think he's got too far into the future to wait before he can pull things in. I also feel that he would really appreciate some support and help and energy from you right now. And I know you may have to persevere with that, because there is a feeling also that he's kind of pushing everybody away and not wanting to listen. Do you understand that as well, Jacqueline?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
He's kind of like, he's like pushing everybody away, and really it should be opposite. He really does need everybody's help. And I would persevere with that. I wouldn't give up where that's concerned, because I know he's going to get to a point where he will drop that guard and he will say, do you know what, I'm really welcoming you in right now. I really do need you. I also want to say a name of Shirley or Sheila. And again, I feel that that is either coming around you very soon, or you should already know that name. I also want to put a district or an area for your brother which is very different to where he lives now. I feel that he's going around 30 to 40 miles away from where he is, but I see much more openness, much more greenery around that, much more of a rural type area. So I don't know where he is now, if it's quite built up and quite a busy place, but I feel that he's going to a much quieter area around 30 miles from where he is now. Okay.
Very good. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this help, and I'm really happy to hear that he's going to be okay, and I am too.
You will, but I think you've got to keep the link with him. You've got to keep pushing him, and don't give up on him even when he's pushing you away. You've got to keep going, and then all of a sudden, it's like he does an about turn and he thinks, oh, do you know what? I really welcome my sister in now and her help. But he just needs a bit of support, encouragement, and most of all at the moment, he needs some reassurance. And once he gets that, he's going to be okay. And it's just a confidence thing. When you keep being broken into, it really compromises your confidence. And also,
you're
facing human nature. But I really don't feel that it is somebody in the family, but I do feel the person is known to him, but more of an acquaintance. And I feel that the person lives very locally to him, only on the next street. So I feel that, you know, for him to get out of that property is the only way forward, really, for him to be back to his normal self and feel his old self again, you know.
Right, but he's going to be okay. He's not going to get hurt or anything over there.
I don't feel like a physical problem, but mentally it's very tough on him right now.
Right. Okay.
So
plenty
of reassurance with him. I hope that's helped you, Jacqueline. Please keep in touch with Mike's show and let us know the outcome.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. And
you all
have a great evening. Okay.
And
bye-bye.
You. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bless your heart. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling there, Jacqueline. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Beth, before we go to the next call, I want to go into our next song. So, again, put your feet up. And I know you're going to enjoy it.
Your bite in your tongue. You spent a lifetime studying.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on this, I'll say cold. Did you see cold, Rich? Did you see cold? Cold, and we're cold? No? Fresh. I like that word. Fresh. On this fresh Sunday evening here in the UK, because it is around 20 past nine here in the evening in the UK. First of all, thank you for all for joining us. We have an amazing guest. Her name is Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hiya, Mike.
Well, Elizabeth, I guess it's my turn again now, isn't it?
Yeah, we have to take it in turns, don't we?
We do. So let me take the next caller. Let me go to 315 and say hi, 315. Are you there with us?
Yes, Mike. This is Annette from New York.
Annette from New York. Hi, Annette.
Hi, honey. I wrote you the email during the week.
I remember.
Okay, what can you tell me that my angels are telling me about that? Because I'm getting more and more information, and I don't want to say the site on air, but, you know, I'm overwhelmed.
Okay, and let me make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going with that. Is that okay for you?
What's that?
I said, let me make a connection to the spirit world, and then we'll see where we're going and see if I can pick up anything that was, you know, within that email and see where we go. Is that okay?
Okay, Michael. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. okay, let me start off, Annette, by talking to you of this gentleman I'm aware of who's just stepped close to my vibration here. You know, I feel instantly like a fatherly kind of a man here. I believe that this gentleman, when he passed, he makes me feel as if my chest is getting very tight. It's getting very raw. I know that I want to say to you that my breathing became very erratic before I passed on to the spirit world. But I know it's like kind of like the heart that would have took me over to the world of spirits in the end there. So do you understand if your father there, Annette, that would have passed over to the spirit world with a heart? Now, if it's not your father, now I'm going to stick with it. Is that right there, Annette?
Yes, my father did pass with a heart attack.
Bless you. Okay, because I know I've got this gentleman, he makes me aware that he's father, and I know that he makes me aware it's the heart. I know that my breathing became erratic, because see, even as I'm speaking to you, I know I want to start breathing very erratically, because that's the way he comes forward. Now, I know that as your father's with me, you know, he tells me that he's been around your life and quite a lot of late, and for some reason he makes me aware of decisions that I have to make and have to take in my life. So would you understand that there's decisions that you have to make, Annette, at the moment in your life? Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And these are kind of, and I don't mean this to come out the wrong way, and please excuse me if it does, but it's kind of like life, whatever decisions are, they're going to have like a knock-on effect within your life. Do you understand of this? Yeah.
I didn't understand what your question was.
Okay. Whatever these decisions are that you need to make at the moment, they will have a knock-on effect in your life. and a knock-on effect, not just with yourself, but with others. So that you have to start thinking carefully, methodically, in what you're thinking and what you're doing, and how you're going to address these decisions. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that you there, Annette, that you are kind of the person that always thinks of other people and how they feel and how they are doing and what they're doing, and you know, I don't want to upset no one, and that's the way I feel with you, that so diplomatic in your ways, so laid back in your ways, but a very spiritual kind of a person. Do you understand that that's the way that you are yourself, a very spiritual, very much down to earth, so caring? Now, I know that you mentioned the word your angels. See, and I'm aware that there's lots of people that comes in from the spirit world, like your guardian angels, like the people that kind of looks after us, you know, the Archangel Michael and the Archangel Raphael. And for some reason, I know the Archangel Michael is a protector there. And would I be right in saying that to you that that's what you feel that you need, is that protection, because there's things that's happened in your past that's kind of influencing your future in some way. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where the decisions are, isn't it? And that's where this life-changing decisions come into it. Now, see, I'm not going to say live on air about your life or your what you got to do, what you need to do. And, you know, I would never say that anyway. But what I need to say to you is you need to follow your inner feeling there, Annette. Follow your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand of this?
Yes, and it's not what others would like me to do.
It's not so much about what others want you to do, is it? You know, because I'm being told you've followed that pattern for such a long time, but it's got you nowhere very fast. Is that right?
Yes, and the song that you played just before you took my call was the song that I sent to him. That's just so odd.
There we are. It all ties in perfectly, doesn't it? You know, it's not just, you know, the show is not just thrown together. You know, I can assure you that, you know, it's very thought out very well, you know, and the songs are carefully chosen. You know, there is a few requests here tonight. You know, the first song was a request. The next song actually is a request as well. But, you know, the other ones in between are, you know, kind of inspired. So, you know, for those that's on the phone lines, those that had already had readings, and those that do to have readings, you know, these songs are important because they are inspired there from the spirit world. But surely there, I know that, see, that I'm aware of lots of noises and bangings. I know that we've got a studio full tonight, which is not that kind of banging. It's your kind of banging that you're experiencing in your own home. So, you know, if I see to you that the spirit world is kind of coming close there to you at the moment, to give you information, to give you encouragement, and to push you forward, that would make sense there to you, wouldn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more that you hear, the more that you embrace it, and I'm being told that you embrace it, you love everything about this way of life. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, Annette, I know that we spoke a few times, you know, off air, particularly when I was due to visit the USA, and, you know, I'm being told about, let's go back there for some reason. I don't know why a minute, but, you know, obviously if I've got to go with it and find out why. Okay. You know, I remember one email that you sent to me about that you would need to find something for, and I'm not going to say what it is, and I know that you will instantly remember the email. You need to find something in order to be able to do something, in order to be able to... Do you know the email?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Because as I said, I wouldn't say live on air. That's one thing I wouldn't do. But, you know, I want to say this to you. It's coming. It's coming. Maybe not in that way that the email was written, in a jokey, sensey way. But, you know, it's coming. You know, because it's about time that you found your comfort. You found your happiness. Because, you know, we all have a right to be happy in this life. And I believe that's what's coming into your vibration at the moment, is the happiness. Because, you know, I want to put a smile on your face there, because for such a long time, you've been feeling down with inside yourself. Because I'm being told, you know, even to the point of where there's upset, there's emotion, there's tears there, Annette. Do you understand of this?
Yes, and especially that situation that I just emailed you about. I don't know who to trust anymore or anything. I don't know what's going on.
You know,
I think it's that woman that I wrote to you about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing of what I'm trying to say here to Annette is that, you know, you need to start trusting yourself first, okay? You know, we can be in a room with people and still feel alone. And I know that's where you are in your life at the moment. But the main thing is to trust yourself. Learn to trust your own judgment, because then that you're able to go forward in your vibration, forward into your life. And once you do that, then you know that we do it with the greatest intent. And when it's done with the right intent, then we will do the best that we can. Do you understand this?
Yes. I feel that he's going to contact me. Do you feel that?
You know, certainly that there is going to be lots of contact made there quite soon, okay, because I do feel that there's things coming in your way. But, you know, you have to be stronger. There's something about you have to be stronger in that. Do you understand that you need to be stronger in your vibration? Because, you know, you are such a walkover sometimes. I mean that within the greatest respect. Because, you know, we all think that we all come from the same stable, if you like. We all come from within love. And, you know, not all of us have that intent. Some of us come with maybe the wrong intent. Some of us maybe are out for themselves, shall we say. But I know that you don't see any bad within anyone until the deed is done, so to speak. Do you understand this? Yeah? Do you understand that, Annette? Annette, you still with us?
My client.
Yep, okay. I think that we're losing connection there, Annette. If you can still hear me, that's fine. I know that I've given you what I had. You know, my own tongue twisted now. You write to me, Annette, and, you know, we can maybe continue on this at a later date off air, because I know that there's a few things I feel I need to say, but I wouldn't say live on air. And I know that we connected other ways. Then please do email me that way, message me that way, and we'll continue on. Let me just take a note of your number whilst you're there. So please just stay there for 1 second. Trying to multitask here is not good. You know, you'd think Richard or Anne or even Bill or any one of them would do this for me, but they wouldn't. You know, they just sat there going, "Ha, we can see you struggling. We can see you." And you know, it's horrendous, isn't it? But, you know, it doesn't matter. I can't really write. Okay, so Annette, I've made a note of your number, so, you know, we can contact that way. So bless your heart. Please do download a copy of this reading. Unfortunately, the connection between us has disappeared for some reason. But I'll say thank you very much for calling in, and I'll chat with you very, very soon. Have a wonderful day. Okay, let's swiftly move on there, Elizabeth. You know, I'm kind of losing track of where we are, because I need to keep this theme of keeping in order.
It's a very busy show, isn't it, Mike?
It is, Elizabeth. You know, I'm kind of pulling my hair out. What's left of it, you know? There's not much left there, Elizabeth.
Well, it comes with age and experience. That's all I can say.
Excuse me? My 30s, dear darling.
Well, I've got a few grey ones poking through, unfortunately, that I noticed this morning. So you're not on your own.
You wait until the next time that you visit Gavin and Stacey's town. Because, you know, guys, she likes to go to Barry because she sits on, is it Nessa's chair?
Nessa's slots. I like to go into Nessa's slots, which is the amusement arcade where they filmed Gavin and Stacey. And the first time I went, I was so excited that the lady who works in the amusement arcade actually let me sit in the booth. They do the change, you know, where you go and get your bag of change little booth. And she said I could sit in there and have my photograph taken, because Nessa on the Gavin and Stacey show, she her character works in there, and that's where she sits. So I went in there and I was like over the moon when she said I could sit in there and have my photograph taken. So I was very excited, and I love going there because I watched the TV series, and I have watched it over and over again, probably seen most of the episodes 3 or 4 times. So whenever I go to Barry Island, I just look and go, oh, I saw that on there, and this is where Dave's coaches stops, and all that kind of thing. So it's just, I just can't believe you haven't watched it.
Hang on a minute. I've just been told on good authority that they now do T-shirts. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
They now do T-shirts with... Okay, so the word sugar and something else is on it, but you need to use your imagination.
I know what it is, because when I went in the amusement arcade, I bought a mug with the same message on it, with sugar and that lady's part, or the name on it, and I bought a mug with it on. Unfortunately, I've broken the mug now, so the T-shirt sounds like the perfect solution, actually. So
I'll tell you what. Next time you visit Barry Island, would you please get me so I can send to Elizabeth with whatever sugar or sweet or whatever it says on there and whatever else that I don't want to know because it's a spiritual show. Will you get me a T-shirt for Elizabeth?
I need
to find. She's dirty, man. She's really tiny.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be fab. I'd be so excited if I could have one of those.
Right, Jira, Mike Spirit FM, we aim to please, we aim to accommodate, and you'll leave that little mission there to Mr. Davis, and he will do his best via and Sapphire. And you can take Marley for a walk on the beach, Welsh Latter. Yeah, he would. He'd probably drag you across. You'd be Richard going, oh, come back, this is going to talk my tea. Anyway, let's get on with today's show. Otherwise, Elizabeth will be talking all day. Let's go to 617. Hi, 617, you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, this is Lisa from Boston.
Lisa from Boston.
Yes.
Is this the Lisa that drove me?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing? Now, let me tell you guys about Lisa. Lisa...
Oh, wait a minute. I may not be here. I'm sorry. Which Lisa are you talking about?
All right. Okay. Okay, so you wasn't Lisa that drove me around in Boston?
No. No.
Yeah, I had you mixed up with a different Lisa then. Because I was picked up at the airport at Boston last...
No, it wasn't me.
Not by this Lisa, but a different Lisa. And she was a lovely driver. She looked after me. She took me to Dunkin' Donuts. Nice. Yeah, well, let's not talk about Frosties. Oh, my God, Frosties. Have you had a Frosties, Lisa?
Yes, I have.
You know, Frosties... Me and Frosties, we're like best friends because... You're in the UK, we get Wendy's, and I was introduced to Wendy's by Tony, by a great friend of mine, and I said, oh, do they do like a milkshake kind of a thing, you know, me cocking up my nose thinking this is disgusting, you know, and he went, no, we do a Frosties. I went, oh, well, what's one of them? He said, let me explain to you, Mike, it's like an ice cream, but it's a milkshake, and I was like, oh, sounds disgusting, but I'll have one. So I had a chocolate one, of course. If I said I had one every day, then, you know, I wouldn't be wrong. Because, you know, it's like... and, you know, when I was in West Palm Beach, I was actually... People was going to fetch me Wendy's, you know, I'm fetching Frosties in as I was doing the readings, you know, so I could imagine these Frosties lined up on the table and Sarah going absolutely crazy. At least I'll talk for hours.
But you have to eat it. You have to sip it slow.
I have to. Oh yes, but you can't imagine this, Rich. You can't sip it because it's so thick.
It's thick, yes.
It's smooth like a milkshake, but it's so thick like an ice. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Bring Wendy's to the UK. That's what we need. We need a Wendy's in the UK. Oh, would you? Bet you would, Rich. Okay, Lisa, I'll talk for hours, as you know. It's Beth's turn. I know that you're going to have an amazing reading with Beth. So, Beth, it's all over to you.
Thank you.
Hello, thank Lisa.
You. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for getting in touch with the show today.
Sure.
And is there anything in particular that you want me to look at for you, Lisa, or a certain part of your life that you need a little bit of help and guidance with?
Yes. Guidance in relationships.
Okay.
Love relationships.
Okay, I think it's interesting as you talk about relationships, because I think there's something that you need to recover from in order to move forward, because I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, and Mike briefly touched on a guest he's got in the next couple of weeks called Tori Hartman.
And oh, I know Tori.
She's lovely. She's got these wonderful chakra wisdom cards.
Yes.
And I met her a few weeks ago in the UK, and I got some of her cards, and I was pulling them out for you while you were just chatting to Mike there. And the first card I got for you was the recovery card.
Mm.
And I felt like there's something that you've got to go through and recover from before you get a clear picture of which way to go forward with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that you have to talk to somebody, because I've also got the victim card, which is the card of like heart, healing your heart, and feeling like a victim in some way, you see. And I think that that's been like very pressurizing for you and a very difficult path to tread. But I do believe that you're coming through things now, because I've also used my, I know you probably would have heard of John Holland. In the US,
yes.
And he's got some wonderful cards called Psychic Tarot for the Heart.
Oh, wow.
So I think you'd really, really like them. And they're very good at looking at, like, where you are with things, how you feel about things, and taking positive steps forward. And the card that comes out around the situation you're inquiring about is the card that says the Leadership card. Take the lead. It's coming to your own. Be very authentic right now, and just grab things, you know, with both hands yourself, and just get on with it now is what advice is coming out around that for you. I've also got a wonderful card here called Strengthening Bonds, and I feel clairvoyantly and psychically for you, you need to do some more work there with your development and really looking further into that. Also, excuse me, you've got the card of creation, which is losing yourself in some artistic endeavours, just kind of to meditate really. But really, if you like drawing or painting or anything of that nature, or creating something, I think that's going to like calm you down and bring clarity into your mind, because I get a lot of confusion. And almost like what I want to say to you, Lisa, is like two situations overlapping with you. And I feel that you're going to have to be quite hard on yourself, but ultimately quite hard on other people. And it's almost like a time to be very straight with people and just tell them exactly what you're thinking and how you feel. And I wouldn't put up I don't want you to put up with things any longer. I think you've got to be assertive and you've got to be quite strong around this now. And you know when I just want to say to you, like, enough is enough of something, and you need to grab the bull by the horns and say, come on now, this is how I feel. I'm not standing it anymore. We need to get things sorted out. I need to get my life back on track. I feel like you've been so good to somebody, and you've given, given, yet not enough has come back to you. Do you understand that, Lisa?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I don't think that's fair. And I think that's a lesson that you've found hard to learn. You've learnt it now, and I think you can come back fighting and no longer be like a victim. No longer have to put up with these situations. And
that's,
I think,
so
you just
true.
Need to kind of strengthen, be strong at the core, you know, and I think there's going to be somebody coming towards you, and I really want to say the name of either Jane or Jessica, but I feel a real good friend that you're going to make, a female with the initial J, like a name like Jane, who's going to really, really get you to see things from a new perspective, and she'll like back all this up, and she'll be helping you to be strong and build bridges with new people and learn to open up to new possibilities. I also want to say Iowa. I don't even know where Iowa is, or if it's near to you, but I know I hear that, so I've got to pass that on. I also feel that you're going to be going later on quite an exotic trip, because they keep showing me like exotic birds and exotic plants, and I feel that I want to take you either to the Caribbean or somewhere very exotic, and I think that's gonna do you the world of good. I also want you to look out for somebody with a name of Neil, or a name that's very similar to Neil, because I feel that they're going to be good around you. I feel that Neil is very good at socializing. He likes to go to like parties or discos, and he likes to let his hair down quite a lot. But when he's at home, he's a real lovely, kind, comfortable person to be around. That really also he enjoys doing a lot of reading, and he enjoys having intellectual conversation, and I think you'll find that he's very different to anybody else that you've ever connected with before. I feel that he's going to be of a Leo birth sign, and I think that at times that may challenge you a little bit, but only in a good way, because he won't be boring, and he won't make you feel that you're thinking, oh gosh, I wish Neil had hurry up and go home. Do you know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, you know, and you'll be talking that much that you'll think that, oh, I can't believe that 3 hours has gone past and it's time to go home, and you'd be sad about that. But I feel that things would bloom and blossom very quickly with this person. I feel that they have a financial position at work, that they're either an accountant, or they work with a lot of money and a lot of figures, and that's another thing to look out for when they come into your life. But I feel like you need to socially open up. I think there's new opportunities where clubs or meetings are concerned, where you need to push yourself forward to be in with a new crowd of people now.
Yeah.
I also very quickly want to touch on your diet, because I know I've got a man in spirit, and I know he had this is going to sound really weird. He had liver problems or fatty deposits around his liver, he tells me. So I don't know if you can recognise who had a lot of liver problems before they crossed over. Does that make sense to you, Lisa?
Not that I'm aware of. No, not that I'm aware of.
Just think about where that is. I also ask him if he could give me a name of somebody that is connected to him. But I also see, all I see around that is the initial C. So I don't know if his name is Chris or he's connected to Chris, but he's given me that name. So please talk in the family who suffered a lot with the liver, or may have even suffered from jaundice and yellowing of the skin, because the liver was not functioning correctly. As he steps forward, he wants you to look out for your diet.
Yes.
And he's saying there's something that is not correct for you, like almost feels like an allergy. And I don't know whether you're becoming a little bit intolerant to dairy or something like that.
Yep.
But I really need you to think about that, or talk to your doctor about that. But certainly be more doing more research. Do you understand a little problem around that area at the moment for you?
Yes, allergies, yes. I'm lactose intolerant.
So I think you need to... Oh, that's what it will be. And I think that you need to be on top of that, because it's going to deplete your energy if you're not. And when
that's
you don't feel that you're really strong in your energy, that then people can take advantage of you in some way, because you feel a little bit weaker and you just can't be bothered to stand up to them or be bothered to stand up for yourself. And I think as you look at that on a physical level, the rest of it will follow very nicely.
That's
just
true.
Think,
oh
cut
God,
the cords,
true.
You know, Lisa. Cut the cords now and move on. Move on, because you're going to be so glad that you did. I just want to give you March the 8th of a date. I feel that's going to be significant to you next year. Please write that down when you get off the call. Please stay in touch with Mike's wonderful show, and then you can update us at a later date to how you're getting on with everything.
I will. Oh, my God, this is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
Right on with everything.
Oh, I'm glad that's helped you, Lisa. Stay in touch.
Yes.
You can always add me as a friend on Facebook.
Absolutely.
If you just go to Elizabeth Lee, which is L-E-E, and then a little hyphen, Crowther. So it's okay. Elizabeth Lee Crowther, or have a look on Mike's Facebook and you'll see I'm one of his friends on there. And you can add me and you can update me on how you're getting on that way.
Okay, I sure Lisa. Will. Thank you. Many blessings.
Oh, blessings to you too. You take care.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling. You know, if you're
thank
not...
Thank you. Many blessings.
As Elizabeth said, just join. Just add yourself there. Mike Davis Medium. There is two pages. And, you know, keep in contact with us. And
I will. And
you make sure that you say hi to the rest of Boston from me.
I will. I will.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, Beth. Right about now, we normally go to a song, but, you know, time is ticking away. We literally have 20. We have 12 minutes left of the show. So let me go straight to the phone lines. We still have lots of people online here, and this, you know, we're not going to get through a quarter of what's online, if I'm honest with you. But let's go to area code 562 and say, hi, 562, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. This is Cheryl. Thank you.
That's okay, Cheryl. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Wonderful, wonderful. A lovely part of the world. Okay, Cheryl, well, what was the reason that you called in for this? Well, it's after your time.
I have some medical stuff, and someone had hurt me, and the DA's looking at it for charges. And so I was wondering if you, you know, when pick up anything on the medical, the surgeon, or the DA.
Okay, well, what we do here, Mike Spirit FM, this year, we pride ourselves on connecting to the spirit world.
Open to anything you have. I'm open.
Okay, well, you know, I'll connect to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. And, you know, if any information comes through with that condition, then obviously, you know, I'll be happy enough to pass that on to you. But let me start off by talking to you of someone that I have with me that draws their vibration close to me. And this would be of a lady. And I know that she's quite short. When she was here with us, she's maybe around the 5'2", maybe go 5'3", when she was here with us. She certainly makes me feel that she's quite slight to her build before she passes on to the spirit world. But I know that she comes through, and I want to be more specific with this lady. I feel maybe like in my early 70s, and I feel maybe like around 72 when I passed on to the spirit world there, Cheryl. I know that she makes me aware that there was plenty of people around her, there was people with her when she passed from this life. I know that she makes me aware that there's hospitals there with her, because I know that I want to be in a hospital environment, because I can hear machines that beep in the background, which tells me the hospital connection there with her. Now, I do feel as if I need to be within your mum's side of your family, and I feel as if I need to be like grandmother, if I'm honest with you, but in your mum's side. Do you understand of this?
Yes, my mother's, my grandmother died, but she was in her 90s.
Okay, that's fine. See, sometimes, you know, that I am aware of them maybe a bit earlier, but that's okay, that's fine. And you would understand that she passed in the hospital?
Yes, she did.
Okay. And, see, because as she comes forward, this is the information she gives me. Now, I can hear my voice in the background this year. Are you listening to us on another device?
No, I had you on speaker. Sorry.
Ah, right. That's okay. There's nothing worse than the sound of your own voice. And, you know, we kind of all hate that, don't we? But that's okay.
I know.
But I know that she comes through, and I know that she comes through on this, that the hospital is important. There was people around her. And she also makes me aware that when she actually left this physical life, that there was people around her then at that time when she actually crossed over to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you there that you was one of the ones that was with her?
No, I was not there.
Okay. Which one of them was, who was with her when she crossed that would have held her hand as she crossed home to the spirit world? Because she tells me it was comforting knowing that there was people there with her that would have kind of helped her, if you like, to cross over.
My grandmother, she died in the middle of the night, and it would be the nurse.
Okay. No, I feel as she connects forward there too. Would I be right in saying that to you that the night before she passed then, that there would have been somebody that went into the hospital or to visit her. They came home, but kind of went back in for a little while afterwards, then kind of thing. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I want the information to be right for you, and I want to, I want you to, when we finish this reading, I want you to 100% know that your grandmother is with us, okay? So I want as much information offered to prove to you conclusively I'm talking to your grandmother and nobody else. And that's the information she gives me. Somebody left, but they returned for a little while before she crossed over to the spirit world. Now, she does make me aware of being on her own for some time, which would mean there to me that either her partner had passed before or she didn't have a partner in this life. Do you understand this?
Yes, my grandfather had died some years before her, yes.
Okay, bless her. Okay, because I know that she stands right behind me at the moment, okay? And, she kind of, in her character-wise, she was the kind of lady that always got things done, okay? There was no messing around with her. There was no to and fro, and I would get things done, and that's the main focus of the way she was. I want to get things done, and I would always achieve the things I set out to do in my life. Is that right?
Yes.
She makes me aware as well that, in your vibration, in your life, that your sleep pattern is all out at the moment. You're not sleeping right, do you?
Right, that's true.
And she makes me aware that at 2 o'clock in the morning, I have to be specific there, 2 o'clock in the morning, that's the time that you're waking up. Is that right?
Yes, about that time, yes.
And it's taking you maybe an hour or two to settle back down after that, is that right?
Sometimes.
See, because she says to me, tell her that's when I'm with her. So when you've been doing this, it's her way of proving to you, look, I'm around your vibration, I'm there with you, okay? Because you're kind of asking the spirit world to come around your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, I ask for help and assistance. I got a lot on my plate.
Okay, because that's exactly what she's doing, okay? She's coming around your life because she wants to be there with you. She wants to be around your life. Now, she wants me to say that to you that as she's... Okay, now this... See, I'm not a doctor. I can't go into medical things and, I can't prescribe you anything. I can't diagnose anything. But this medical thing you're talking about, is that to do with something has gone wrong? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's like... Not that the word is maybe right, I don't know, but compensation is the word I want to look for. Do you understand the word compensation?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I'm aware of to see to you. It's like compensation. That's what you're looking for. So am I right in saying there to you that you kind of, that's the route you're going down, but you feel as if you're getting nowhere very fast because everything's all wrapped up and tied up so tight that you can't even get to the basics of it, is that right?
Well, that's the DA part.
Okay, now whatever DA is, I don't even know what the word...
That's like the lawyers, the county lawyers.
Right, okay. Because I know that everything's all tight, okay? And what I need to say to you is that, keep on at whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Because you will get there. Okay, I'm not saying that you will get your compensation or you will win or what, I don't know, but I'm being told that you will get to where you need to be and the result will be at the end what it needs to be dealt with, okay, because in your opinion, it should have never happened in the way it has. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, that makes perfect sense, yes.
And it's almost if I feel, now I may get this wrong, I don't know, and I hope I don't, but let me just put it into my words for you. You know, if I went into hospital and I had an operation to remove my left arm, say for argument's sake, but they removed my right arm. Is that the kind of thing that has been going on there with you?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that I feel that it's like the opposite thing has happened, okay? And obviously it's not your arm, but that's how I'm putting it across so that you would understand it. So I know that, so we need another operation to correct what's gone on, but we still need the original operation to put right what was wrong originally. So it's like it's like a roundabout, a vicious circle that's going on, isn't it?
Yes.
And see, that's the point that's pulling you down. Now, to answer your question, because I know that time is of the essence and, you know, we really need to come to an end with the show. You know, I believe that as long as you're doing it with good intent, then that's what will come back to you, okay? I've always said, like attracts like, okay? So if you do good in this life, that's what's going to come back to you. But something has happened which you feel it's negative and it's wrong and it should have never happened. So in some way, that, you know, it needs to be made right. Now, I know that it's in the process of being made right by going back maybe to a different hospital or whatever, I don't know, but it's in the process of being made right by the other operation to counteract that one, but then the original one is rescheduled back in. But in your opinion, what should have taken, and let me get this right for you, what should have taken 6 weeks is now in the process of taking 6 months, that kind of thing. Do you understand of this?
Much longer, yes.
See, because I know that's what I'm feeling, you know, where there should have been a short period of time, now it's gone, and in some way, it's affected your whole life and your whole being of your life. Do you understand that it's whatever's happened, it's caused such a problem, not only for, but would I be right in saying to you that it's caused a problem within your family kind of environment as well, because, you know, you can't do the things that you normally would have done.
Right, yes, that's true.
You've had to cancel something as well. Do you understand that something's been cancelled? No, I don't know whether it's a holiday or a trip somewhere, but something has had to be cancelled because of this. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't it perfect that the Spirit will come through and give us the accurate information that we are looking for, okay? You keep on that right pathway. You do what's right by yourself, and I'm sure that within the fullness of time, that what it's meant to be will come right around you. Now, as you heard, our beautiful little lady there on the system have told me I've got 90 seconds left, so I need to end that day with you. I need to thank you for calling in, and hope that's helped you. But remember, you can always download a copy of that reading of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Have a wonderful day now.
Okay.
Bye now, bye. Okay, Elizabeth, as you heard, I can't believe we're at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's gone very quickly, but it's been a very fast-paced show, Mike. Lots of callers and lots of readings.
Let's just tell people how they can get a hold of you. It's Facebook is the best way, isn't it? And that's Elizabeth Lee-Crowther. That's right, isn't it?
That's it. Also, you can search for Spiritual Calling on the Bridge Radio, which is a Facebook page about the show I do every week here in the UK as well. You can email me on info@psychicbeth.co.uk. That's my email address.
Absolutely perfect. All is there for me to do is to say to you all good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sleep Manics, and we tune in every week.